been part of a football team once where we didn't win a single game all season. Can I tell you, morale at training and on the weekends was really low. We were, well, losers. And you know, sadly, I've walked into many a church that's just as flat, lifeless, dead. There's no spark, no fire. Why is that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at passionate spirituality from a different perspective. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our special edition book. It's called How to Choose the Right Church. And I'd love to send you a free copy to help you make sure that you find yourself in the church that God wants you in. You know, it's a funny thing. Whenever you walk into a room full of people, there's one thing for certain. No two are alike. In fact, they're all different. Different shapes, sizes, nationalities, personality types, backgrounds, experiences. This intricate complexity in people, physical and emotionally, makes for a richness of diversity. And frankly, the world would be so boring without that. If everyone was like me or everyone was like you, imagine how utterly boring this world would be. It used to bother me that the church, this thing that, after all, is supposed to be the body of Christ, that there were so many different denominations and forms of churches, some traditional, some contemporary, some kind of way out there. At least that's how it seemed. And each different stream or denomination kind of pretty much convinced that their way was the right way. Charismatic, evangelical, all these labels that frankly took me a while to get my mind around, a journey that's still going on, I think. Why all the differences? Until one day it dawned on me that if all the churches were the same, it'd be pretty boring, wouldn't it? The richness and diversity kind of reflects the differences we see in humanity. I mean, some churches I walk into sometimes, I think, great, if this is how people want to do church, that's great. But I couldn't do it this way. That's because I'm me and they're them. Some church services are really lively. Some are quieter and more solemn. Some churches are huge, with small cell groups for people to connect. Other churches are much smaller and more intimate. The diversity goes on, and often people in particular church put their success, I put that in inverted commas, whatever success means, they put their success down to the style of their church. Now, over the course of this week on the program, I've been sharing some of the things that I look for in a church. And the easiest thing in the world would be for me to say, well, you know, I'm looking for this style of church or that style of church. I prefer a medium to small church rather than a mega church. Or I prefer this style of worship rather than that style of worship. But that would be pretty much useless to you, because you're not me, and your style and who you are is going to mean that you probably are going to fit into some other church different from the one that I fit into. And it's important, I think, to talk about what we're looking for in a church. So many people believe in Jesus, so many. In my country, Australia, over two-thirds of all people claim to believe in God. And yet many, many struggle with the whole church thing because of the experiences sometimes they've been burned, or perceptions, or the way churches present themselves in the media or the marketplace. So today, I want to chat about something that I'm looking for, not so much to do with the style, not on the surface, but below the surface, something much deeper than that. If you've been able to join us so far this week on the program, you'll know that I've mentioned the book Natural Church Development by Christian Schwartz a few times. It's a great book based on a huge survey of over 1,000 churches in 32 countries. And one of the things that he found was that churches often pointed to different aspects of their style as reasons for growth. But have a listen to what he found in his research. Listen to this, quoting from his book. The points separating growing and non-growing churches, those which were qualitatively above or below average, is not style at all. Instead, it's this. Are Christians in this church on fire? Do they live committed lives and practice their faith with joy and enthusiasm? And the term that Schwartz used for this was passionate spirituality. In short, are the people in this church passionate about Jesus and following him and living their lives for him and sacrificing for him? Is there a passion, a fire that burns in their hearts? Now, That's something that completely transcends style. A dear friend of mine, an older man, he loves going to a traditional liturgical service. Now, that's not my style. For me, I'd find that a bit dry, but that's just me, right? So I asked him about this. I said, why do you love going to that style of church service? And he said, oh, Bernie, you listen to the words and the prayers in the prayer book, and they are so deep. They so connect me with God. And he said it with such a deep passion that I realized that the style had nothing to do with what was going on. Styles vary. The issue is the reality of drawing close to God and worshipping Him and living our lives for Him. My friend, I've walked into many a church that, frankly, is dead. It may be a happy, clappy, singing church on the surface. They may sing upbeat songs. They may get a rousing message from the pulpit each Sunday. But you scratch below the surface and there's an absence of fire. People are going through the motion, sure, but in their hearts and in their lives, nothing's changed. There's no passion for Jesus. You know what I'm talking about, right? Someone once asked Jesus, what's the most important thing that I have to do in life? And his answer was simple and straightforward and profound. Luke chapter 10, verse 27, he answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. Do you see how his answer involves fire and passion? With all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. In other words, with every fiber of your being, with all that you are. That's how you'll love your God. And that passion and fire then translate into the same sort of love for the people around us. Here's the thing. When you hang around people like that, people who have a fire raging in their hearts for Jesus, you can't help it. It ends up rubbing off on you. You catch the fire. They encourage us, they show us, they guide us, they lift us up to love God the way they do. The Spirit of God uses the fire that He's fired up in their heart to happen in our hearts. And on the flip side of that coin, when you hang around people whose hearts have grown cold, people who are just going through the religious motions, it drains the passion out of you. After a while, hang around with them, your heart will grow cold like theirs. So let me come back to it. I need to be surrounded by people who are on fire for Jesus. Let me say again, this has nothing whatsoever to do with the style of the church. It has everything to do with the relationship that those people have with their God. Unless my heart is fit to break with the love of my God, unless my life is bowed down to Him, then what good am I to you doing what I'm doing right now? Well, and as enthusiastic and as positive a person as I naturally am, I need people around me who are connected into Christ with that passion too. Because we all have down days and challenges and we have fears, we have obstacles. We all have to face the daily grind, a grind that can quickly squeeze the life out of us and douse the flame. When I wander into church, I'm looking for the Lordship of Christ. I'm looking for leadership that empowers people. I'm looking for people involved in ministry of the church according to their natural gifts and abilities that God's given them. And my friend, I am looking for people in whose heart there is a raging fire, a passion for Christ, because if that flame's gone out, the church is dead. Church has changed a lot recently. The fact that fewer and fewer people are choosing to be part of a church is nothing new. And even many of those who still attend are feeling less and less connected. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book, How to Choose the Right Church. God's Word is alive and active, so I'm praying that through this book, God will help you make sure that you find yourself in the right church. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that ebook will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.